It's time to tee it high and let it fly. This is the Edwin Watts Golf Hour, only on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM. Now, the Edwin Watts Golf Team.
Welcome to the Edwin Watts Golf Hour, the fastest 18 holes of golf on radio, where you're going to learn what's new, what's happening around the golf world. Sitting here with Leslie Fisher, Miss LPGA at Windsor Park.
Good morning, Tom.
Leslie. I like your purple shirt.
I got purple shoes, purple shirt, purple socks.
Yeah, you got purple headphone bag.
Yep.
She's perp. Caddy Mike Correo. Looping down the fairways.
Good morning, Thomas.
You have a great week?
I did have a great week. And before we go any further, today is June 24th. And I want to wish both my parents happy birthday today. My dad, Andy, Ping Golf Ambassador, Andy Correo, is 85 years young today. My mother, Marie Correo, formerly Dolan, is 83 years old.
Same
today.
Birthday?
Same day, 2 years apart. I don't think they knew it until after they got dating a little bit. So happy birthday to the two.
Now, did they get married on their birthday? So it was all tied into one?
They didn't.
Anniversary, birthdays?
They didn't. Their anniversary is February 11th. They just celebrated 60 years this year.
Congratulations.
And one other one, the first lady of Power Tee, Claire.
Yeah.
Dibley. It's also her birthday today.
Wow.
She's 29 years old today. And Tom, I don't want you... The only thing I will not...
You're not supposed to say a lady's age.
Well, but she said it was okay. But do not sing to her in your English-Scottish accent. I just don't... He wants to do it, doesn't he? But anyway, happy birthday to the First Lady of Power Tee, and especially to my parents, Andrew and Marie Correo, the most awesome parents ever.
Congratulations, folks. Yes. You raised a fine young man.
And Mike, too.
Agent Gibbs in the box.
Top of the morning, guys.
He's actually in the beer cart.
He's
out of the box in
Hold
the beer cart.
Hold on a second, I'll be right back.
I'll be waiting on you all morning.
And come see me today.
And I'm Tom Ashton, the old pro golf mensa here on the Edwin Watts Golf Hour. Welcome, folks. Thanks for tuning in. We are brought to you by the World Golf Hall of Fame Museum and Ping Golf. Ping wants you to play their best, so stop by your local Edwin Watts Golf Shops 3 in Jacksonville, Ponte Vedra Beach, Orange Park, and Southside on Phillips Highway. Find out what color code you are with Ping Golf. Play your best. World Golf Hall of Fame right down the road and museum. Mm-hmm. 15 minutes down I-95, International Golf Parkway, real grass 18-hole putting course, PGA Tour Academy, Historic Golf Museum, interactive simulator,
interactive.
Putting green with hickory sticks.
Yep.
I think there's like 160 golf courses you can play.
Yeah.
And my favorite, the locker. Continually changing up exhibits, which we'll touch base about some things going on right now and an update at the World Golf Hall of Fame and Museum. We'll talk about the inductees. Weather today, folks.
It's hot, hot, hot.
It's hot.
It's getting hot.
Humid.
Yeah, we'll touch a little bit about hydration later in the show.
Mm-hmm.
But high of 92, evening possible 30%-ish showers. Okay,
yeah, but it feels a little hotter.
It does.
Yeah.
And again, basically a repeat tomorrow. Not as hot, 88. Mm-hmm. So, but if there's some moisture in the air, it could feel a little bit more humid. Going on... this week, you got the Travelers. We got the Travelers Championship. Jordan Spieth leads at -9. So he was just warming up for the U.S. Open. You know, a couple weeks of warm up, and he's stroking along now.
Jordan Spieth is a great player, but just like every other golfer, he does not play great every week. Mm-mm. There's nothing wrong with somebody who has
like
won
Leslie.
For
Leslie plays great all
months.
The time.
I am always great.
Leslie is always great. She's a decent golfer too.
Champions Tour, American Family Insurance Championship. How about this? A name from the past, Paul Broadhurst. I mean, You know, he's like a journeyman, so he leads at minus nine. LPGA is at the Walmart in Northwest Arkansas Championship, Miss Leslie. And I tried to get this right. We got Shung Hun Park at minus eight.
Close enough.
They're all racing. You know, this is a season where they have to get everything together because of the Solheim Cup.
Yep.
Oh, that's right.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Solheim Cup's in Iowa, I think, later in the year.
So, you know, and that's the ladies' Ryder Cup, founded by Ping founder Carsten Solheim.
That's right.
So there's a little tie in there, folks. The Ping Golf. Okay.
A huge supporter of the LPGA Tour golf in general, but Carsten was always a huge supporter of the LPGA Tour.
What an individual that dedicated his engineering life to the sport of golf and brought so many incredible things to golf, what we're still using today by all the vendors.
Right.
Okay, so Carsten Solheim, Ping Golf, Solheim Cup.
Genius. Okay.
So, a lot going on in golf. We'll touch on the headlines, you know, Phil, Tiger, PGA drug testing. It's in the news. Billy Horschel.
His wife, Brittany.
Okay, all right. A lot of things going on, folks.
How about last week? I'm looking across. Now, not only is Leslie good-looking and a great golfer, but she's, like, clairvoyant. Brooks Koepka last week, the U.S. Open champion, right here at this table. Elle Fisher, LPGA, irritated me because I was getting ready to say,
I stole your pick.
She stole my pick. Although Ricky did well. You know, he finished about fifth.
Well.
He just like the Masters, his Sunday was not well. But great victory by Brooks.
Well, she called it cold. That explains the line outside the gates at the studio this morning.
Is that what that
yeah,
was?
I pulled
I had
up
to wait.
When they moved aside, I saw this sign on the fence. And it had a palm, and it said Leslie's Readings.
Oh, wow.
I was thinking a palm tree, but we'll go with a hand.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm doing psychic readings today from 2 to 3.
You got to come up with a name, though. Something that sounds more psychic than just
I'll
Leslie
work on
Fisher.
It.
Work
like,
on that.
Madame
yes,
something,
Madam
something,
something,
something.
That's right.
You know, right now, I think she's asking about $500 a read because she's 100% as of last week.
That's right.
It's a good record.
All right. So, all right. Well, let's throw her out there a little bit. Leslie. Jordan Spieth is leading. Local favorite Jim Furyk is only a few back. So what would be your prediction?
I'm going to have to do a little bit of soul searching and get in contact with my contacts. And I'll get back to you on that.
She's going into another realm, folks.
Yeah, and she's going to scan her phone to check the
Google.
Leaderboard real quick.
Well, I know what she's actually going to do. She's going to contact all her lady friends at the Executive Women's Golf Association, EWGA.com. Ladies, if you want to be as successful clairvoyantly as on the golf course as Leslie Fisher, okay, you might want to look into joining and being a member of the EWGA here in Northeast Florida. Okay, it's one of the fastest growing ladies golf associations in the country. They have a fabulous year, camaraderie, golf events, outings, friendship. You name it, it's got it all.
We've got a lot coming up with the EWGA, too. We're doing a wine and cheese night at a local store here, just as kind of like a social hour.
No mic, no dress, no wig.
Ladies only, I'm
ladies
sorry.
Ladies only, Mike.
That's on Monday. We're putting together a viewing of the movie The Founders.
Oh, nice.
Which is all about the
founding
ladies
of
the LPGA. I mean, it's a very active chapter.
Louis Suggs.
And there's a lot of ladies in it. So if you're looking to network and coordinate with some awesome ladies in this area, the EWGA is awesome, and then as well as all the ladies' clinics that are out there. There's so many. Get golf readies. I've got two-day ladies' clinics. There's something if you're beginner, advanced, or you know trying to play competitively, there's something out there for every lady.
Yes, and I heard, as Leslie said a few weeks ago, the number one growing in golf participation is girls' juniors, right, coming up. So, but if you're a lady and you missed that opportunity maybe, it's never too late to start picking up golf. You'll really love it, and the friendships you make can last a lifetime.
Well, ladies, if you are a current member of the EWGA, that's Executive Women's Golf Association, when you visit your local Edwin Watts Golf Shop, whether it's in Orange Park, on Phillips Road in Southside at Phillips and Shad, or Ponte Vedra Beach at A1A and Butler. Present your current membership card and receive discounts.
Outstanding.
How about that? Because we love the ladies. We
that
carry
makes it even
ladies'
easier.
Apparel, shoes, gloves, golf balls, clubs, you name it. We got you covered. And speaking of getting you covered, here on the Edwin Watts Golf Shop, which we're live every Saturday, 10 to 11, when we return, we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on more in the news. We are the home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee, brought to you by World Golf Hall of Fame and Ping Golf.
Live on 1010 XL and 92.5 FM.
The station that takes you inside the huddle.
James on three. 1, 2, 3, time.
1010 XL, Jacksonville Sports Superstation, and 92.5 FM.
Tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops and get custom fit for TaylorMade's M1 and M2 drivers. Same letter, better everything. Now delivering even more distance and forgiveness through reimagined multi-material construction. M1 features more carbon fiber and a new adjustable weight system. M2 features all new geoacoustic technology. Try it and buy it with confidence at Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee. Serving golfers around the country since 1968.
Did you know when you buy a diamond at Global Diamonds today for $3,000, you can come back a year from now and trade it up to a larger diamond, and we'll give you $3,300 towards the new stone. Wait, did you catch that? We'll pay you more than you paid us. 10% more when you upgrade to a larger diamond. It's Global Diamonds 110% upgrade guarantee. Buy a diamond, keep it for at least 12 months, and we'll give you 110% of your original purchase price toward a new diamond. Who else does that? It's just another way Global Diamonds is changing the game in jewelry retailing here. We're Jacksonville's direct diamond importer, with more diamonds than you've ever seen in one place at prices you never thought possible. Say goodbye to old-style jewelry retailing and discover Global Diamonds, the only store here owned by a major diamond wholesaler based overseas. More diamonds, higher quality, better service, and groundbreaking warranties and guarantees. Global Diamonds, official jeweler of the Jacksonville Jaguars, at the Markets at Town Center between West Marine and REI.
Life is about milestones. The birth of a child. Those first wobbly steps across the room. That first hit in Little League. And the next thing you know, you're running wild around the bases, all the way to the varsity team. Your first crush and first broken heart. Graduating high school, finding your path, working hard, and maybe find the person to start a whole new life journey. But then there's a different kind of milestone. A car or truck comes out of nowhere, skids into your life, and everything changes again. Just like any other life-changing moment, things will be different from now on. You have to understand that injury and this life moment for what it is, and call a lawyer with the resources to fight for your future. That's what we do every day at Farrah & Farrah. We help the injured move forward with their lives. Call us at 396-5555 or go to farrahandfarrah.com, Jacksonville.
Catch Tony Baselli on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
Cooking out for the 4th? Crank up the sizzle with Philly Gourmet All-American Badass Burgers. They're juicy, delicious, 100% beef, made in the USA with true grit and American pride. Look for Philly Gourmet beef patties, thick and juicy, Angus, and new Angry Steer Sirloin Burgers. Guaranteed to make your big bash an All-American Philly Gourmet Badass Blowout. Don't be a bubba. Get your Philly Gourmet All-American Badass Burger on. Family owned and operated.
Baloo here for the Blue Crab Crab House. Steamer pots with crab legs, shrimp sausage, corn, and potatoes. Right now, under $20. How about a quarter-pound homemade hand-picked Maryland-style crab cakes with special sauce? Every day, the Blue Crab Crab House is open except for Monday. Doors open weekdays at 4:30. For reservations, call them 260-CRAB. The Blue Crab Crab House, San Jose and Julington Creek Road.
Are you experienced in heavy industrial construction or marine labor? If so, AmeriForce is your answer. AmeriForce is an employee-owned company with full benefits and competitive pay. They're focused on providing a safe and secure work environment for every employee. Their staff will work with you to provide assignments that increase your skill level and add to your job experience in order to advance and maintain your career. Visit their website to apply now. It's jobs at AmeriForce.com. AmeriForce, the workforce specialists.
I'm Cece Underwood of Keller Williams Jacksonville Realty. If you hear an interview on 1010XL that you wish your friends heard, tell them. Go to 1010XL.com on demand. And when you're looking to buy, sell, or build a home, visit sellingwithcece.com.
You're listening to the Edwin Watts Golf Hour on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
Go, Agent Gibbs. Go, baby, go. Play that axe.
Yeah, that's the Motor City Man.
Yeah.
You got me in a stranglehold, baby.
All right, settle down, Caddy Mike. We're back here on the live on the Edwin Watts Golf Hour. We're here for you to talk golf. Always call 641-1010, 904-641-1010, and chat. Throw us a question. Can't keep you on long. We got a full hour to do, and we got to cram it in there. That's why we're the fastest 18 holes of golf on radio.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting here, Leslie Fisher, Caddy Mike Correo, Agent Gibbs, and Tom Ashton. We are here. We're talking all kinds of golf. And guess what, folks? Here's one. Seventh caller, 904-641-1010. Seventh caller.
Lucky seven.
Here we go. The World Golf Hall of Fame history trivia question. What two major championships were temporarily discontinued 100 years ago this year, and why?
Can we tell them what year it is now, or do they need to figure that out for themselves?
Well, the way I've seen some people and drive, we probably 100. Ought to tell
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
Really? I'd give a license to anybody. Wow. It's interesting out there on the roadway, folks. Please be safe, especially coming into, you know, 4th of July
put
is coming in.
Down, and, put the phone down. Put the phone down.
And speaking of being safe and driving, please. Let's talk a little bit about some news that our leader is supposed to set examples.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, this is not a great example, whether you own a golf course or not. I'm not.
You mean there's no waiver if it's your own course?
Yeah.
I would have thought that. I mean, Leslie can do, well, if she had a course, she could do whatever she wanted. But I understand.
How about this?
Etiquette, right?
You know, President Trump decided that.
The Donald.
He would, I don't know if he lost consciousness or what, but decided to go driving his golf cart across his green.
Yeah, this video, it's so
it's
bad.
Unfortunately, everybody's seen it now, right?
You know, it's going to leave tank treads in the green.
He said, well, there weren't any marks. You can tell there weren't any marks in the green after he drove off it. Not an excuse, but it was so, like, nonchalant. He's just like, hey, guys, how's it going?
The shortest distance between two points happened to be right across the edge of the green.
You know, so, folks, please
don't
do this.
Pay attention to the signs. Stick to the paths whenever possible, especially if there's any kind of if it's any kind of rain or whatever. That
right.
would have been brutal if it was.
I'll give a shout out. I'm not going to name him. One of my friends at Windsor this past week,
mm-hmm.
looking for a golf ball, got a little close to the water, and his golf cart just like sank down because the ground is so saturated. You know, it looks really great because the grass is growing like crazy, but it's still really soft underneath there. He's driving, looking for the golf ball, and all of a sudden, all four tires just go bloop. Into
See,
the
now,
ground.
That's how you do it. If you're going to throw somebody under the bus, just don't mention their name.
I'm not saying
Thank
the
you,
name.
Leslie.
You know who you are.
So the odds are you do not own a golf course. So you do not have the privilege. And we ask you not to ever drive a golf cart or your push cart or your buggy on a green on a golf course.
Yeah.
I mean, the sad thing is my first thought was, oh, no, this is going to go physically viral. And people are literally going to start
they can do it
driving the
say,
cart across greens.
Oh, God.
Say that the President of the United States did it, so we can do it.
Okay, so no,
I
you
think
can't
most
do it.
People
so
are,
another way of reckless driving,
mm-hmm.
Tiger Woods.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, it's, you know.
However.
Yep.
Yes.
He came out a couple of days ago, and he said, hey, look, I'm getting help.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've acknowledged that there's a problem.
Going to an undisclosed location, and I'm going to get some professional help.
Mm-hmm.
Not somebody's going to enable them, not somebody like that. And I think that Elin, his former wife, said,
It's about time.
You need to do something if you want to
be able to see the kids.
Be able to see the kids and be a father to your children. Because the thing about that was, you know, and I understand people that, especially if you have surgeries and take a lot of pain medication, and opioids are very addicting.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a problem that millions of people have. But when you're out on the street at 3 o'clock in the morning and there's evidence that your car has hit things,
mm-hmm.
then you're putting other people in danger.
Yeah.
And good for you, Tiger. Take your time, get back. Just do your thing. Just because Golf Channel and all these people want you to play golf and so you talk, but forget it. This is your life you're talking about. So I wish him well in his
I think it's great that he came out and said, "Hey, look, my name is Tiger Woods. Yep. I've got a problem, and I'm getting some help." Okay. Speaking of going to somebody who doesn't have a problem, who's an amazing individual, we got Eddie. Eddie, good morning.
Hey.
Welcome to the Ed and Watts Golf Hour.
Good morning. Thank you, guys.
Great. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. So you're obviously the seventh caller. So what we're looking for is the World Golf Hall of Fame Museum history trivia answer of 100 years ago today, two major championships were temporarily discontinued. What year and why?
Let's see. I'm gonna go with both of ours, U.S. Open and the PGA, due to World War One.
Bam!
Nice.
Bam!
Yeah.
Eddie, I told you you were amazing and fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
You
Eddie,
are the dude.
Eddie.
All right, Eddie, for calling in and being the seventh caller and nailing the trivia, historic trivia question from the World Golf Hall of Fame. You win two vouchers to take you and yourself down to the World Golf Hall of Fame. You and a guest.
Thank you, sir.
And you're going to get to use that voucher to stay on. All right, don't go away, man. We got to get your name and number, okay? Agent Gibbs will get that. All right. You get to go down there, and it includes, I believe, the 18-hole grass putting course, the challenge hole, by the way. And, Eddie, if you happen for the quarter, I still don't have the name for the last quarter, but for the quarter, for this next quarter, if you're the closest to the hole, you will win a $150 Ed and Watts gift card. So hit a good shot on that challenge hole. Right?
Will do. Thank
and you're also going to get it to tour the museum, okay, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Interactive exhibits. They're going to have a Jim Furyk 58s back in action again. Okay. You also win a pass for bowling at Bowl America in Mandarin. Okay. So if it's raining or something, it's at night, take the family and go bowling. All right. So congratulations. You have any swing questions while we got you?
Not a one.
He's mastered the game.
Yeah. So you've mastered the trivia and the game.
Hey, that challenge hole, Eddie, is a trap draw eight. Grab one of those ping golf clubs and hit the trap draw eight, and you got it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Eddie. Stay on the line. Right. Agent Gibbs will get your info.
Now, Caddy Mike, is that a trap draw for you or a trap draw for me? Because, you know, we stand on opposite sides
of
the golf ball.
You just got to. Yeah. It's a trap draw for both of us. We just adjust our aiming points.
Let's see.
You might hit a hold-off fade.
She's a you know. Trap cut fade.
Yeah.
I'm drawing that ball.
I just close my eyes and swing. These shot makers I'm sitting with, they're scary. Way to go, Eddie. Way to go. Way to go. Hey, look, speaking of getting some help, Caddy Mike and Leslie, do you mind if I boast a little bit here?
Oh, sure.
Not at all. Boast away.
Is it a soapbox boast or like do I need to get something out for you to stand on?
This is, I'm very proud, folks. And my sister, Dr. Tricia Durgis, I'm so proud.
Yeah, she's amazing.
She announced earlier, was one of the recipients of the Jefferson Award in Missouri. For the work she's done medically for needy people and Lift Up Springfield Clinic. Well, she got to Washington to receive the award.
That's Washington, D.C., the nation's capital, folks.
And she got to meet the congressman. And anyway, well, it was announced, and total surprise, there's only five of these given out in the country.
Wow.
She won the Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis Award.
Wow.
Also.
Ooh.
Congratulations,
that's
Trish.
That's huge.
Yep. If more people were like her.
She's an amazing individual. And, you know, here's a little plug. Her book gets published on Amazon in 2 weeks.
What's it called?
It's called The Medical Swamp, Time to Drain. And it's basically about the medical field or the industry,
how things how are
works,
working,
and how the common person can make it work for them and all the ins and outs.
That's great.
That's so, great.
Check it out. Congratulations, Trish. Back to the show.
Yay.
Sorry, I had to.
No apology for that one, brother. No apology at
I'm
all.
I'm a proud one.
She said you were her favorite brother, too.
Yeah, I think I heard her say that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's like Jackie says, my son, you're my favorite son. Well, he's my
only one. Well, still.
All right. You know, Edwin Watts Golf is the home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That means that we want you 100% satisfied with all your purchases. So stop in your local shops at Ponte Vedra Beach, A1A and Butler, Shad Road and Phillips at Southside, and Orange Park on Wells Road, and find out how that all works. Now, we've got some other stuff in the news, okay? PGA Tour is kind of stepped it up a little bit on their drug testing.
Mm-hmm. You think that they'd step up their rules, but I guess we've got to start somewhere.
Well, yeah. What do you think? What's your opinion on that, Tom? Leslie?
Tom?
All right, I'll go first.
Wait, where's the soapbox?
unless I'm involved, it's a sham.
Yeah.
Okay, because unless it's legitimately outsourced correctly. I mean, because it's been controlled by the Olympic committees and that's still going on. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. Well,
why have it?
Let's put it this way. The drug testing that's going on in every sport is not preventing premier elite athletes from figuring a way
to get around it.
But in general, I have an opinion about, I mean, what is a performance enhancing drug for golf anyway? We're obviously performance enhancing with every other aspect of the game of golf. You know, it tremendously improved equipment. You know, you can get this Ping G Series driver and just, whatever, the golf ball, agronomy.
Right. Yeah, but it's one thing to improve the equipment, but it's another thing to chemically take
alter
you to
yourself.
But
again,
state.
What's the definition? Of what is performance enhancing to me is a good word. You do something to enhance your performance. Mm-hmm. So you're doing something for your body as the instrument of delivering the club to the ball. Where do you, and as far as recreational drugs, if somebody's going to do that, it's their business. And I don't think they should be putting it out there for everybody to know about. That's, personal, because the golfers are independent contractors.
My question would be,
they're not playing on a team.
What type of drug are they testing for?
Yeah, it needs to be more specific.
Are you smoking or are you doing something else that's in your bloodstream or are you taking some sort of steroid? Mm-hmm. What kind of drugs are they actually looking for and what's acceptable? Like deer antler, what is it? Deer antler spray? It's not acceptable.
Still in court again.
Yeah, still. Do you understand the principle?
I remember in college they were saying that they were talking about banning Red Bull from athletes being able to drink Red Bull during a round.
And if you're dealing with pain and recovery, there's a lot of fine lines in there. Mm-hmm. With what is performance enhancing or what allows me to continue to work out or recover or whatever. So I understand that they want to do it. And unfortunately, now it's going to bring more bad news to golf because they're going to mention it. So-and-so did this. So-and-so did that.
Right. Well, they're going to add periodic blood tests to detect performance enhancing substances in accordance with the World Anti-Doping Agency.
Okay.
They're also going to begin announcing suspensions of players who test positive for illegal street drugs.
So not just fees. You're not just getting fined. You're actually getting
right,
booted.
But it's interesting. In former number one Greg Norman, he applauded the news, and he quote, "It's about bloody time. Congrats on following WADA zero tolerance." But the problem is there's still wiggle room.
Yeah.
And I was reading through this.
You didn't say that
there's
in the right
basically,
accent.
There's basically loopholes so they can go through without even announcing the players. They can do other ways to announce them quietly, and you'll never know why the person was suspended.
Which, I don't
DJ.
Feel like somebody that tests positive. I mean, that's not news that you really want to broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of like that they won't be naming them to the general public. Because unless we've got, something writing on it or we betted on them or something like that this week.
Right.
But. And everything always comes back around, he who has not sinned shall cast the first stone, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So it's interesting all the different angles and directions that you can look at this, critique it, take it, the avenues it can go down. Mm-hmm. You know, the thing is, it's almost like I said, unless I'm doing it, it ain't real. Because me, if I'm going to drug test you, I'm drug testing everyone, and I'm going to put out the results on a billboard on the freaking interstate. Okay? There's no gray area here in this guy's room, okay?
But again, you have to be very specific about what it is and why it's considered to be performance enhancing for golf.
I don't think there has to be a why. I think it's like we consider this part of it. It's like, okay, when you get your tour card, they sit you down in the room, go, okay, this is how you're going to dress. This is how you're going to approach the press. This is how, okay. All right. Mm-hmm. There were the rules. There's no gray area. And now, I don't know if it's that way any longer because some of the interviews and all, there's no gray area. It's like there's gray area all over the place. Well, you're not supposed to say that, but okay, he said it. And then somebody goes, oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said it. Dude, you said it. That was the rule. You're out. 3-week suspension. You know the rules. All right, so when we come back,
y'all know why I'm here.
We're going to move. We're going to chat some more about golf and what's going on in the news here on the Ed and Watts Golf Hour, brought to you by Ping Golf.
And the World Golf Hall of Fame, live on 1010XL and 92.5 FM.
Straight from the players and coaches.
60 minutes. 60 minutes together, all the way to last play.
Jaguars Today from the Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute studios at Everbank Field, weekdays from 10 to noon.
That's all we ask you to do.
On 1010XL.
Need a roof? Let me tell you about S&C Square Contracting. They just put a roof on my neighbor's house, and his wife couldn't be happier. They were helpful with his insurance claim, their work was impeccable, and they kept the job site clean. Now, I worked in construction for years, and I got to tell you, I know quality materials and quality workmanship. S&C Square is the roofing company I'd recommend to family, friends, and you. Call 524-8621, 524-8621, S&C Square Roofing with integrity.
This laugh has been years in the making. Because when Pat was a smoker, she couldn't laugh without coughing. So she laughed a lot less. But with one-on-one coaching, she's now cigarette-free. Which means a lot more of this. When her granddaughter wants to have tickle fights. Aetna, you don't join us. We join you. Find out more at aetnawejoinyou.com.
Hey, Jacksonville. Geico brings you advice from your skeleton.
Hey, hey, I'm your skeleton. Now, this could sound freaky, but we're attached at the hip and everywhere else. Anyways, I've noticed that you hold yourself a little higher when you save money. So, as your inner skeleton, I think you should switch to Geico. Here's why. Reason one, Geico has been around for over 75 years and has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. No bones about it. Reason two, Geico offers motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. You know, we'd both look bad to the bone on a motorcycle, huh? Too much? Okay, carrying on. Reason three, Geico is the largest auto insurer in the state, so it's the local thing to do. Reason four, Geico has a local agent in your area who could help you find savings like military or federal discounts. Reason five, sticks and stones may break my bones. Just saying.
So, Jacksonville, take it from the ones who know you best and contact Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
This is Greg Huntington, one of the original Jaguars, a.k.a. the Mangler. I know what it means to be on a winning team, and now I'm on the winning team at Advanced Disposal, a Jacksonville-based waste hauling company. That's right, this is our backyard, and I'm looking to hire winners to be a part of our team, especially drivers. If you can meet our driving standards and talk some trash, then come join our team at Advanced Disposal. If you are driven to deliver, go to our website, advanceddisposal.com/careers, and apply today. I'll see you on the field.
Get more Jaguars talk on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
Working on the car, huh?
Yeah, it's been stalling.
It could be friction from your floor mats.
No.
Oil change too? Better change your oil fuses.
Nice try. Hand me that Purolator Boss filter.
Wow, protects up to 15,000 miles?
Right. Nothing gets by Purolator. Or me.
Great. Now let's demagnetize those floor mats.
This is sad now.
Purelator oil, air, and cabin air filters. Nothing gets by us. Available at Advance Auto Parts, Pep Boys, and other fine retailers.
Attention car shoppers! You can save up to $8,000 on new Hyundais right now during the Better Than Ever Hot Summer Sales Event at Jack Hanania's Hyundai of Orange Park. Summer is hot, but these deals are hotter. Now through the end of the month, save thousands on all new 2017 Hyundais. Up to $8,000 off Sonatas. Up to $7,000 off Santa Fe Sports. Up to $6,000 off Elantras. Huge savings on every new Hyundai at Hyundai of Orange Park. Supplies are limited. So don't miss out on your chance to save up to $8,000 on new Hyundais. And all new Hyundais come with Hyundai Assurance, America's best 10-year warranty, and 1 year of scheduled maintenance at no extra charge. Don't miss the best deals in 30 years, but only through the end of the month. Hurry to Hyundai of Orange Park on Blanding Boulevard in Jacksonville. Online at HyundaiofOrangePark.com. Se habla español. On select models, excludes tax, tag, title, and dealer fees. Cannot be combined with other offers. See dealer for details. Offer ends 6/30/17.
Ow! That really hurt! Who throws a shoe?
Helmets and heels.
Honestly.
Built by Dreamfinders Homes and presented by Underwood Jewelers and American Window Products. Tuesday nights at 7
on 1010XL. This is the Edwin Watts Golf Hour on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
Wow, we're back here live on the Edwin Watts Golf Hour. Thanks for tuning in, folks. We really certainly appreciate all the listeners. We appreciate the support. We are brought to you by the World Golf Hall of Fame Museum and Ping Golf. Did you know? Don't forget, folks, news from the World Golf Hall of Fame Museum. Travelers Championships this weekend. Jim Furyk will be returning this year, marking his one-year anniversary. How about that? One-year anniversary from hitting a 58 on last year's Travelers. All right? So who knows? He's got the weekend to shoot a 58, right? All right. Mike?
I wanted to mention something real quick about Ping Golf, our other charter sponsor. Last week at the U.S. Open, Ping's got a new secret weapon coming out, Tom. I can't give you many details on it, but it's going to be like a G4 series driver. And there was 13 in play last week at the U.S. Open. Number one in driving distance. Number one in driving accuracy, if those things matter to you off the tee, you know.
Leslie. She doesn't miss a fairway anyway.
Like Jason Day and Rory with those other clubs spend all the time in the fescue, but the Ping guys were long and in the fairway. And also, Brooke Henderson gave her dad a nice Father's Day gift. Her dad is also her coach, Leslie, and her sister's on the bag. So Brooke Henderson shot a final round 63, Ping Golf ambassador, Brooke Henderson, to win the Meyer Golf Challenge. So take the next step, folks, and put the Ping clubs, get your color code, and put the Ping clubs in your bag. That's how you play your best.
Mm-hmm. Awesome news, Caddy Mike. And folks, while you're at the World Golf Hall of Fame, check out Jim Furyk's Breaking 60 exhibit.
Oh, yeah, okay. Twice.
And all the TVs throughout the Hall of Fame, you can watch all the action going on in the current events right now, live.
Oh,
okay, how about that?
Nice.
Okay.
I have my pick, by the way.
And guess what, Caddy Mike and Leslie, you'll like this. We are less than 100 days away from the 2017 Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Okay, there's five new members. Davis Love, the third. Okay, who just looped with his son.
That was
Open.
Cool.
How about that? Huh?
He looped for Drew, and Drew made the cut.
That's funny.
Played very well.
Everybody's coming up getting Davis's autograph, and he's the caddy. Meg Mallon, Lorena Ochoa. Mm-hmm. Okay, she's the first Mexican-born inductee to the Hall of Fame.
Oh, Lorena was amazing.
She was amazing.
What an honor. Mm-hmm. The wee man, Ian Woosnam,
okay. The 91 Masters champion.
And, of course, the late Henry Longhurst.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. So
the golden tones of Henry Longhurst.
And don't forget, folks, check out the World Golf Hall of Fame on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for behind-the-scenes photos of some of the coolest artifacts. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I had a guy comes in, and he spends a lot of his time scanning, what's the site where you?
Craigslist.
eBay.
Okay.
Looking for all the historical stuff that's out there. And so I looked a little bit. I don't ever mess with it. I looked a little bit. And what's funny is I see the verbiage I see on some of this stuff. It's like classic putter, and it's like 2001 Odyssey putter. It's like classic. I'm thinking when I see classic. I'm going to open up. It's got a hickory shaft.
Yeah. I want to see the bullseye.
Antique.
Right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Antique 2003. Yeah,
bullseye, a first year ping answer, something like that.
Yeah, but so be careful when you're searching that eBay for this classic antique golf stuff, folks, because there's some trickery going on out there. Another reason not to buy your golf clubs online, because there's some... Yeah. 96%.
By the way,
there are some
percent.
Some knockoffs that look serious. Almost mm-hmm. identical.
Yes. Massive. And I guarantee you don't get a 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee from Joe Doakes online. So
no, sir. No, sir, you don't.
I had a bad encounter with him, huh?
Katie Mike.
I know it's something my parents used to say, Joe Doakes.
Joe Doakes.
And Katie Mike, Jack Aschenbach's done it again.
What did he do?
Oh. Our man Jack. Yes.
Yeah, Jack has put together again. He wants to offer three teams a chance to go to Jamaica for the Jamaica Invitational
Program.
They
can hang with you.
Yeah, man,
cruise.
You can do it, man.
Can I just buy my way in, or do I have to? Okay. Do I have to really
does she
like
have
win
to
it?
Play a good golf game, or?
You can go to Jamaica free.
Uh-huh.
All expenses paid to an all-inclusive 5-star resort and play in the Jamaica Pro-Am. That's in November 15th through the 19th of 2017.
Good, I'll be back for Thanksgiving.
Okay. You've got to get in to win, okay? How do you enter? Go to www.nfjg.org and click on the Jamaica logo, all right? Mm-hmm. So they're going to have at Amelia National.
For junior golfers?
Oh, it's for
or anybody.
This
it's
going to
be benefiting North Florida Junior Golf.
It will.
I gotcha. Thank you, Leslie.
It will, mm-hmm. Okay? There's qualifiers, Amelia National Golf Club, Sunday, August 13th, and Sunday, August 20th, Marsh Landing.
Okay.
Wait, if I'm reading it. Okay, no, I got that wrong. Amelia National Golf and Country Club, Sunday, August 13th is a qualifier.
Okay.
Slammer and Squire, Sunday, August 20th.
Okay.
Marsh Landing Country Club, Sunday, August 27th.
Okay, so August is like the month of qualifiers for
right.
this.
Right. They have qualifier 1, 2, and 3. This qualifier 1 is $200, qualifier 2 is $150, qualifier 3 is $100. Final qualifier is $75.
Okay.
Proceeds help junior golf in North Florida. It includes golf cart, range balls, entry fee. 100% of all funds go to the winning teams. So three teams can go.
Okay. So
okay. And it'll be, when you go, you'll stay.
How many players is it? Four people on a team or two-person team?
Let's see here. You know, Jack's listening. He's going to call.
I was going to say, I'm looking for the phone line.
Yeah. qualifier rules. Sorry, I wasn't ready for this one.
It's okay.
There's
a place you can go. Yeah, let them know where they can go.
The website, nfjg.org.
Okay.
Just click on it and click on the Jamaica logo.
Nice.
All right. So have fun. It's a chance to go to Jamaica free and stay at the Ibera Star Hotel and Resorts. It's a 5-star.
Awesome.
All right. So that's coming up. We'll talk about it again each week and kind of drive as many teams as we can to the event. We want to get three teams there. And all thanks to Jack Aschenbach and the incredible job and hard work he does, executive director, okay, of North Florida Junior Golf. Thank you. Caddy Mike.
Yes, sir.
There's a caddy story in the news.
Yes, sir.
There might be opening.
There's
here.
A parting of the ways, the seas.
Hey, Andrew, if you get a call with the area code of Rancho Santa Fe, California, please put it through for me.
Okay.
Oh, the phone is ringing.
The phone is ringing. Right on cue.
Wow.
Caddy Mike.
Oh, God, I'm nervous because I'm.
It's Phil.
Oh, Phil. Oh, God.
Leslie, where'd Caddy go? Is that him running down the hall?
He's running. He's in his car. He's booking it.
So, what's up in the caddy? Caddy, what's up in the caddy world, Caddy Mike?
Wow. I mean, this was nothing, shocks me anymore, but I was very surprised after 25 years. 41 victories, 5 major championships, 11 Ryder Cups. Bones, Jim McKay, and Phil Mickelson have parted ways. They both released, generic, appreciative of each other's, statements and so forth. Mm-hmm. Bones saying he was so happy he got to be there for most all of Phil's great moments. They first started in 92. When Phil was an amateur playing, and they just hit it off real well. So it's because Bones and Phil are like, you know, tied together. I mean, you see the conversations. Phil's very analytical.
I want to know if there's like some big drama that hasn't been released yet. You know, because for them getting along and being together for so long.
Yeah.
Like, what was the well,
it could be.
Was
it could be that, is it just? Well, it could be that Bones feels like I just, you know, I'm peaked out, man. I got nothing left, or I can't give you any more.
He's like, it's too damn hot for me to carry my bag.
At Phil's age, he's looking for more to try to, you know, capture.
They haven't won since the Open Championship in 2013, which is going on 4 years now. Had a lot of close calls. I've seen incidents, like at the Players. If you remember, he was on 17, and they went back and forth and disagreed on it, and Phil hit it over the green in the water and went from being sort of in contention to not.
And Bones gave that I told you so look, you know.
Was Bones happy walking around Erin Hills when he knew Phil wasn't going to play? But those are little things, because Bones is one of these few caddies that everybody knows, so they've been able to make a great living over a long time in the category with Bruce Edwards and Steve Williams and my friend Paul Tesori, who's caddied for VJ, and now Webb Simpson, Fluff Cowan, people like that. Back in the day, Herman for Lee Trevino and people like that were longtime caddies. But it could be just... They're, like you said, Leslie, it's just sort of want to try something different because Phil's got one more good run in him. He's in still good shape. He's 46 years old, something like that, but he's still got three or four, five more years of contending in whatever the tournaments he wants to play in. I think he's going to be a 13 to 15 tournament a year guy. So I'm volunteering for the opportunity to do it.
His application is listed online.
My application is listed online.
Bones
under,
2.
Under Caddy Mike.
Find
the sequel, Bones 2.
That's right.
Caddy Mike. But, hey, let's go to Scott. Scott, so thanks for waiting. Welcome to the Evan Watts Golf Hour. What you got on your mind?
Actually, this is Scott, and I'm calling over at St. John's Golf and Country Club where we live. My question is, how do I know when the right time it is to replace my iron?
That's a good question. I always recommend somewhere between 3 and 5 years of having your irons. Obviously, your grips, we went over that a couple shows ago. You want to have those replaced more often. But as long as your swing, you haven't gone through any big changes or you're working on a different like swing path or plane, your irons that you have, hopefully they were fit for you, should be good for about 3 to 5 years. After that amount of time, technology really has created or gotten better and better and better. Now, every year, yes, technology does get better, but I think for it to be cost effective, if you kind of spread it out, about 3 to 5 years.
What kind of golfer are you, Scott, and how often do you play and that kind of thing?
I'm probably between a 15 and 18, and I teach high school, so I don't have a chance to play as often as I'd like during the school year, but now during the summer, I'm probably playing 3 times a week.
Nice.
Okay, well, that's good. Then you're going to get better. What I would do, go to one of the Edwin Watts locations, get your ping color code fitting right away, and put that in the group of irons that you try, because a 15 to 18 handicapper, boy, they got a golf club.
There's so many options
that are
for you.
So forgiving. The idea is, especially because as a teacher, and by the way, thank you, it's one of the most important professions there is out there, is they allow misses to be better. You know, they're very forgiving, so your misses are still pretty good. And then with a custom fitting, it's designed for just you. You get the same fit that a tour player gets for no charge at Edwin Watts.
I understand. Now, currently, I'm hitting the Ping Rapture. I don't know if you're familiar with that club. But
yeah,
it's
great iron.
It's a good iron. But I didn't...
Yeah, step up to the G Series or something like that that they got right now. You'll be very happy
with
it.
So what I recommend, bring one of your irons. Yes. Bring like your 7 or your 8 iron with you. Go into an Edwin Watts and test it against some of the other clubs out there once you get your color code.
Great idea.
Certainly bring it in, Scott. Test it. You may be happy with what you have, and what you have may be as good as what's out there. So bring it in and check it and have it evaluated. We got to go to break, Scott. Thank you so much for calling and listening. I look forward to seeing you in the shop. I'm Tom, the old pro. We're sitting here on the Edwin Watts Golf Hour with Leslie Fisher, Caddy Mike Gibbs. We're brought to you by Ping Golf and the World Golf Hall of Fame. We'll be right back.
Live on 1010XL and 92.5 FM.
You don't need a radio to listen to 1010XL. Download the free 1010XL or 92.5 FM app and listen on your Android or iPhone.
1010XL. Tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops and get custom fit for Callaway's Great Big Bertha Epic Driver. It features Callaway's exclusive jailbreak technology that stiffens the body of the driver, redefines how the head and face react to impact, and increases speed and distance like never before. It's epic. Come in and get custom fit for your new Epic and buy with confidence at Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee. Serving golfers around the country since 1968.
At Coors, our mountain is creating a more sustainable world. So this summer we've made it our purpose to repurpose, making tap handles out of recycled aluminum, transforming beer kegs into grills, and even turning billboards into cooler bags. While we do our part, all we ask is you do yours by recycling every can and bottle of Coors Light that you drink. Because everyone can make a difference. Coors Light. Whatever your mountain, climb on. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Great beer, great responsibility.
You can't get any fresher than your own vegetable garden. Right now at the Home Depot, 1 gallon Bonnie veggies and herbs are not only as fresh as you can get, but you can get three of them for only $12. That's not only thinking green, that's saving green. So, pass the salad and stop and smell the rosemary. It's easy when you fill your cart with 1 gallon Bonnie veggies and herbs. Three for just $12, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 4th, Continental U.S. only. See store for details.
The Jaguars radio home, 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When your battery goes dead, everything can come to a stop. Don't take a chance on getting stranded. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. If your battery does need to be replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact Superstart battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales Event is going on now. Take command of your summer lawn care needs with a new Kubota Commander zero-turn mower. Right now, get up to $400 off the promotional price with zero down and 0% financing for up to 48 months. Or choose a professional-grade string trimmer. Now through June 30th, 2017. Go to KubotaUSA.com for more information. Up to $400 off promotional price for purchase of new Kubota Commander Z125 ENS only. See your local Kubota dealer for details.
Visit your local Kubota dealer. FloridaKubotaDealers.com.
Whatever you do, don't buy a diamond in Jacksonville until you shop Global Diamonds. Global Diamonds announces our most aggressive pricing policy ever. We guarantee, absolutely guarantee, to beat the price on any diamond you find in Jacksonville, period. Even if we have to sell at a loss, we will give you a better price on a comparable diamond. So go ahead, shop around at the old-fashioned stores, but don't buy until you see how much of a better price you can get at Global Diamonds. Global Diamonds, Jacksonville's direct diamond importer, and the only store here owned by a major diamond cutter and wholesaler. No middleman, low margins, rock bottom prices. And at Global, we have in stock one of America's largest selections of hand-selected GIA certified diamonds. Every shape, every size, and we guarantee the best value, period. End of story. Come and discover the store that's making the old-fashioned jewelry store obsolete in Jacksonville. With more selection, higher quality, and an ironclad lowest price guarantee. Global Diamonds. This is where Jacksonville gets engaged. At the Markets at Town Center between West Marine and REI.
Hi, it's Lauren Brooks from Helmets and Heels. We know one of our own, Donna Murphy, has already made the move to Nocatee. Well, Dreamfinders Homes is providing you the most affordable way to enjoy all of the amenities and convenience of living in Nocatee. Starting in just the 230s, the Palms at Nocatee Townhomes is over halfway sold out. Visit a model today and get in while you can. Built only by Dreamfinders Homes, it's the Palms Townhomes at Nocatee. Dreamfinders Homes, the mark of a quality home.
From the locker room to the 50-yard line, no one knows the Jaguars like Johnny O.
Can I see some documentation on that, please?
Catch Jaguars.com's John Osher with O Knows. Mondays on Jaguars Today from 10 to noon.
Brought to you by Florida Pump Service on 1010XL. This is the Edwin Watts Golf Hour on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
We are your Edwin Watts Golf Team. Tom Ashton, old pro golf, Mensa caddy, Mike Correa, Leslie Fisher, Agent Gibbs in the beer cart. I love that. Thanks for listening and tuning in this week. We're about to
He just drove it across the green.
That's a good
spot. Oh, my God. Agent Gibbs.
Oh, my God.
It's going to leave a few marks.
We are brought to you by the World Golf Hall of Fame and Museum. Run down the road, folks, and check out. It's an amazing facility. You will never go back. You will always go back because there's always more and more to look at. There's things to do. It's fun. We have three incredible locations here in Jacksonville, Northeast Florida, to help you at Edwin Watts Golf. We have Orange Park on Wells Road, Shad Road in Phillips, 1 mile north of the Avenue's Mall is a superstore on the south side. And we have a superstore out there at Ponte Vedra Beach at A1A and Butler. So go out and see all the guys. Check out the stores, juniors, ladies. A to Z, we have it. If we don't have it, you don't need it. We are the home of the 90-day, 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we are also the radio show, the home of Caddy Mike Correo and Caddy's Corner.
Thank you, Thomas. I want to send a tribute out to the former USGA president back when the USGA knew what they were doing. Sandy Tatum died, lived a great long life, 96 years old. Sandy Tatum was a fantastic golfer. He won the 1942. He must have nosed you out, Tom. NCAA championship and two-time team champion with Stanford. Then he went over to Oxford and was a Rhodes Scholar, went to Oxford, became a lawyer. So he was like the old school amateurs, Tom, where you had a gig, you was a lawyer, and then you also played golf. But he also became a designer, a co-designer of the links at Spanish Bay. He restored the Harding Park course in San Francisco that's going to host the PGA Championship. A very good friend of Tom Watson, a true gentleman who really cared about golf and the USGA, and he dedicated his entire life to it. So, Sandy, you lived a great life, and to all the people out there who knew him, probably our friend Steve Melnick probably knew him pretty well since he was the top amateur in the world probably when he was the USGA president. So happy trails to him. And real quick, Brandon Machenko of Jacksonville is tied for lead after two rounds.
He birdied 18.
Of the Florida State Amateur Champion, which is held at two courses down there. The Bears Club in Jupiter, designed by Jack Nicklaus, and Lost Tree Club in North Palm Beach, where Jack Nicklaus actually lives. So good luck, Brandon, and hope you bring it back.
Awesome. Folks, that's our round-out music. Don't forget, Edwin Watts Golf will have special hours July 4th. Yes, we will be open. We'll be open from 9 to 3 on July 4th. So keep that on your calendar. Mark that.
That's a Tuesday.
It is. It's a Tuesday this week. Okay. And I have great sources that tell me starting June 30th, we're going to have an amazing July 4th sale launching. So check that out. Check out the World Golf Hall of Fame Museum. Check out Ping Golf. Right now we have a trade-in, 50% trade-in bonus on Callaway or TaylorMade. Check it out. And speaking of the World Golf Hall of Fame Museum and Collectibles, check out Showtime Sports Cards and Collectibles on Phillips Highway. And remember, folks, in golf, it's a good sportsmanship to not pick up lost golf balls while they are still rolling. Hey, thanks for tuning in.
Who
this
you
is
got,
the
Leslie?
Watts Golf Hour. Caddy Mike, Leslie, Gibbs in the golf cart, beer cart. I'm Tom Ashton. We'll see you down the fairway next week. Good golfing.